The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission celebrates its 50th anniversary today, and while it's made a lot of progress since 1965, there's still a lot of work to do to achieve across-the-board equality of opportunity in today's workplace. Jenny Yang is the chairwoman of the EOC. She joins me now with more on the celebration and the work the agency still has to accomplish. Ms. Yang, great to have you on.
Great to be here, Tom.
All right, so today is the official 50th anniversary. How are you marking that occasion?
This is a historic day for us. We are marking this occasion in a number of ways. Yesterday, we had a public commission meeting, which was very forward-looking, looking at where we are today, what progress have we made, but more importantly, what are the challenges ahead for us in eradicating employment discrimination? So we brought in experts looking at the kinds of discrimination we are seeing evolving today and the strategies that we can use to address them in the future. But later today, we're having a celebration at our headquarters and also across all our field offices that we're calling a nationwide open house. And we're bringing in all our partners that we've worked in over the years to focus on where we are today and looking at our history. So we're going to be joined by former EEOC chairs, general counsel, our past staff, as well as our partners, because we're looking at what we learn from our history that will inform our future. And in addition to that, we are kicking off a year-long celebration that will commemorate both our achievements and our continued efforts to build a stronger American workplace throughout this 50th year.
All right, let's look at the way things were 50 years ago. That was just about the civil rights movement had reached its crescendo, and there was the Civil Rights Act, I believe, by then. And so what did it look like then versus the way things look now in terms of who's in the workforce, especially in the federal government?
Well, we've been looking a lot at that question. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is what created our agency. We opened our doors 1 year after that. And what we've done to commemorate our 50th anniversary is look at some of the data that we collect. We just released a report called American Experiences versus American Expectations. And what that report does is it looks at data on the composition of our workforce by race, gender, and ethnicity across occupational job categories. From the first year we began collecting this data in 1966 to our latest data available from 2013. And I'll share just some important data points. So, for example, the participation rate for women professionals has skyrocketed from roughly 14% in 1966 to over 53% in 2013. And nearly 50 years ago, African Americans, Hispanics, and Asian Americans each made up less than 1% of the senior level positions in large companies. But since then, the participation rates for all three groups have increased by 5 to 7 times. So we are seeing real progress that's worthy of celebration, but we do know that across the country, there are still significant challenges to equal employment opportunity in the workplace.
We're speaking with Jenny Yang. She's the chairwoman of the EEOC. And what are some of the challenges that you feel the commission will be looking at in the years ahead?
Well, one of the challenges we've been working on is the barriers facing women in advancement in particular. We know that women today still do not get equal pay for equal work. We're seeing continued occupational sex segregation in a number of fields, where women are often having trouble entering some of the higher-paying fields that have been traditionally male. We also see pregnancy discrimination as a very real problem, and just last week we updated our pregnancy guidance to address some of the accommodation issues addressed in the Supreme Court's recent decision in Young versus UPS that came out this past March. So we believe this pregnancy guidance will be an important way to educate both the employer community and employees about their rights under the law. So we encourage people to take a look at that guidance. We've seen for women a combination of both continued glass ceiling issues as well as the sticky floor, where women are having, we are seeing women concentrated in lower paying positions. In addition, we continue to see systemic harassment, right? Overt forms of discrimination We had a commission meeting on this issue, and we formed a task force that is exploring solutions because we continue to see what many people would recognize as egregious discrimination. 30% of our charges raise harassment issues. Race discrimination is the most common basis of harassment. Disability is second, and sex harassment is third. So we have two commissioners, Commissioner Hy Feldblum and Victoria Lipnick, who are leading this task force, and they've convened experts from the employer community, employees, and academics who are working with us in partnership to look at some of the solutions to these issues. But in addition to the overt forms of harassment, we're also seeing more subtle forms of harassment. Whether it is called stereotyping or implicit bias, we're seeing how these kinds of decisions can impact people's opportunities, whether it be higher pay or advancement. So we're looking at strategies to ensure that businesses have ways to structure their practices to provide equal opportunity, to focus on what's really job-related in making those decisions.
Right. Let me ask you about the EEOC itself. Do you have the resources you need for the caseload that you are receiving?
Well, that has been an important challenge for us throughout our history. We have, when we first opened our doors, people thought we would have maybe 2,000 charges. Instead, that first year, we received nearly 9,000 charges. And today, we receive nearly 90,000 charges annually. So we've had 10 times as many charges in those first year. And typically, the demand for our services have outpaced our resources. So what we've done is make important choices and carefully invest our resources to bring about the greatest public good. So we have a strategic enforcement plan that focuses our resources on 6 areas that we've identified as national priorities where we believe the government's resources can have the greatest impact. So those do include issues such as equal pay and systemic harassment that I mentioned. So we are using those resources as strategically as we can, but that does continue to be a challenge. But we're taking this anniversary as an opportunity to look at how do we better serve the public, to timely investigate charges, to ensure we're reaching out to those who may not know about their rights, and to promote broad and lasting compliance by building stronger partnerships with all of our stakeholders around the country.
And you're also adding automation to both how you handle cases, I guess, and also how you gather the data that you use in decision making.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. We are working to build a digital intake process for all of our users. We've launched it so far with a pilot for employers to exchange information with us, their position, to get information from our agency, all electronically. And we're moving towards a system where employees can do that as well. And we think that will both save the users of our services time and also use our time more efficiently.
All right. So do you enjoy the work?
It has been a tremendous experience. There is such passion and commitment throughout this agency, and I truly can't imagine a place that I would rather be.
All right. Well, we wish you luck for the next 50 years. Jenny Yang is the chairwoman of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day of celebration.
Thank you so much for having me.